Hat der Bild halt 140, ja.
Uhr.
Okay, dann haben wir schon das noch.
Ah, j'ai déjà le laptop parce que je pensais.
Ouais, non, non, mais c'est bien de.
Quelque chose, mais si tu veux l'utiliser après.
Ah non, 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 non. Parce qu'on est censé arriver dans la salle. Oh, yes, we are supposed to speak in English. That's true.
Yes. Okay. You don't put your.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So it's not entry. Everything. C'est comment déjà ça? So we are here to just make the point. Well, make the point, yeah. Make the status about the shot detection.
Okay.
So you have applied the shot detector to some of the Cinetis video, or at least one. And so we can basically maybe just comment on this, maybe quickly remind what the shot detector is, how the shot detector is working, basically. We might be able anyway to give you some reference. I mean, your report, it should be described there.
Yeah, I have actually
you have the report?
The report here, okay. And the demo. And the goal of this meeting is to present the video shot detector to
Olivier.
Olivier.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, it was my project during my internship at IDIAP under the supervision of Jean-Marc. As you saw in the email, I sent I didn't send this video, is the new one. I just processed from your images.
Ah, okay, yeah, it's okay, yeah.
Let's start by the
video. With the other one, okay.
Cinetis demo one.
By the way, I was going to ask, so I had seen the video. You did a downsampling of the video, right? I mean, for browsing, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So this was the okay.
So this is a hierarchy called normally. So you have scenes and shots.
Yeah, here on the left you have different scenes.
Because for instance we could probably, you know, like group all the initial ones into one scene, and maybe after when there's some things inside it should be another scene. So
this detector detected 30 shots, and if you click on a plus button you can expand it and see the keyframes that are in fact five extracted frames from the shot.
Which are extracted, I think.
But I think as it is, it's extracted without using subshots. It's simply five downsampling.
Okay.
We can see the video actually,
yeah.
The entire video. Open with your player. I hope it will work. So we don't have the sound, and it won't be grabbed. The video won't. I don't know if.
The quality. That's why I was asking that.
Oh yeah.
It's not this that you processed,
no,
right?
No, no,
okay,
no.
Okay.
It's in real media, so it's very compressed.
So here we see that we are the shop at 18, then after 22, then after again. And if we go down. I mean, maybe in terms of shot here, we can see that. Right, I mean, so now this is shot 7, I suppose, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. They shot 9 currently, some 10 probably. 11 or 12. No, 11.
Oh, 10.
So this is 10 indeed,
yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Then there's.
Yeah, this one, it's 11,
okay.
12 for 14 seconds. Ah, on a manqué celui-là, c'est ça?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
And this one, yeah,
it's, yeah,
a
it's inside and yeah.
It's a dissolve, so
it's really a dissolve, or is it really
yeah.
Like is there the feeling that it goes
with Empire? It's a dissolve.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not standard man-made movies because I would say most of the time people didn't do any dissolve. Yeah, I could see here
yeah.
That it was like here,
okay.
Of course it was only one single
yeah.
One.
I don't know if this one, if we see, was correctly, you see?
Yeah, this is the one I had seen here.
Yeah.
But as I said, I mean, with even the motion detector, when it's black, it's there's not no structure, so
but
you don't estimate. Yeah, but you don't really estimate motion.
Okay, because there is no motion, in fact.
Well, there is no structure. There's no texture,
yeah,
if you want
okay.
To say so, and
yes.
this is not so good for the motion. But for instance, of course, between the horse and the cum, the cows, yeah, maybe we could have detected things, but it's not even sure because you see the background is quite similar and. It's not that sure.
Yeah, maybe to explain, this method was using a simple distance between consecutive histograms,
okay.
And we didn't use motion pictures at all for that. That's why.
So it's yeah, and as your histogram, so you had experience with it.
Yeah.
So it scrambles, so you can scramble the image,
okay.
And you get the same histogram.
Yeah.
So there is no structure. Indeed. So of course, when you look the horse, and then you could see the cows. Of course, you have a black in the top, and you have also maybe 80% of like green, which is even not green there, but grass. You have stones, and so there are of course some differences because on the one hand you have horse, but it's black. So you have more sky, which is black on the right. So you don't care about this. So it's a global histogram. So,
yeah.
But it's when for this I would for this application I could imagine that it would work quite fine. And it's a threshold, but still it's adaptive, right?
Yeah.
If I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a sliding window.
Yeah.
So because of course, if you just compute the if you have the report, because if you compute. Distance between the two histograms, I think this was Bhattacharya,
yeah.
Right? So
mm-hmm.
Now you know and so if you take these two with the Bhattacharya, then of course if you just do a threshold, when there is motion, you will see a lot of things changing. So
okay.
By using an adaptive threshold, if you see that there is a continuous change of the distance, you don't do a threshold. It's only if you have an identified peak,
okay.
Which is 50% or maybe 2 times higher than the next second value in the window, then you say it's a shot.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if you want to make use the whiteboard or here it was. It's in only this part about shot boundary detection is in French unfortunately, but this image shows the results using motion when you use the motion features, and here on the right is when using the histogram distance, and
okay.
the motion features can better show what's going on when there is such a difficult transition, while with the histogram it just shows that there is a short change at the end, but even for dissolves, I don't have examples here, but there is not a strict transition.
Mm-hmm.
It's continuous
for dissolve.
Yeah.
Dissolve.
Okay.
But
Anyway,
it's difficult, I mean, in general, because sometimes there are some dissolve. You could imagine they are part of a scene, and so. But of course, when you have cuts, you can see they are easy to detect, right? I mean, like something, yeah. So, yeah. So with the motion, basically, the motion tried to estimate what's the motion between two frames, right? If my image is there, but after it's there, and it looks at how many points are well matched. So you can see that, like somebody is speaking and so on. So before the before the shot, you can see that. Usually they're on like 90% of the points at least, right? There's some motion, so but then after suddenly if you go from one frame and you try to match all the points here with like a translation plus a zoom plus maybe some rotation, you can't find anything well, right? So basically you see that the number of points maybe are only 10% of the points you can match well, so it's easy to detect. And after you can see that indeed, because it's a long shot and it's almost like a flat plane, you can do a very good registration, so the number of points is very high. I mean, the number of points that are matching. And here, you basically here with the histogram, you can see it's very flat, but of course, if you go from this histogram to this, which is essentially green, you have this big measure, which is here the Chi2. I don't know whether this is what you is used.
No, now it's well, for the video you saw, it was it's Bhattacharya.
It's Bhattacharya, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, and you have maybe one image with the adaptive threshold. I think you had something like this, right? Just to explain. Yeah, this is like here.
So there is the idea is having a sliding window. We have already all the data that is on the graph, and then to detect the changes, we do a calculation with points under this sliding window, within this sliding window, and we calculate. So what do we do here? In fact, we want to detect that this point in the middle is higher than
alpha times the maximum of the other ones.
Exactly.
Of the other ones.
Alpha times the maximum of the other ones.
So the of course, if it's you are not a maximum, you are not going inside the window. You are not the max. Anyway, you are not going to be to be above alpha times the max of the others, right? Because alpha is lower than one.
But if you are in the maximum already and at this point, we check simply if this value is alpha times the max of the other points.
Like for instance,
say this point
here. Like for instance, here I see 6, but I don't know whether this was for Bhattacharya or for.
It may be for Kai it's 6, but for Bhattacharya it's for the test,
yeah.
It's 2.4.
2.4, yeah, so it's a bit less because the amplitude is much smaller. So you can. It was not so obvious, I mean, because the motion, I mean, it was in the shot we've seen, because especially with Chi2 square, the amplitude is much bigger than with Bhattacharya, right? You can see that it could go to 700, and when it's there is nothing, it can be zero. But Bhattacharya is between 0 and 1, so you have not so much amplitude. But still, in some of these videos, for instance, even if we go now, if we want to go now for the kayak case, I don't know, at some point he is targeting two kayaks and is moving quite fast towards two other people. I don't know what happened there, if it was detected as a short transition or...
In the first shot?
Yeah,
I saw that it was detected.
It was it as a shot, okay. I was wondering...
You want to see now?
Yeah, maybe.
But he didn't... Okay.
But here, for instance, you understand. So we can show this tomorrow to the people at this Cinetis meeting, I mean, to...
Connection.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we need a connection, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Laptop or you
yeah, I can bring my laptop if necessary. Yeah, I'll bring it. Okay, so it's done.
This is Idiot laptop. So here, in fact, after 12, I don't know if it's, I think it's 12 frames.
Oh yeah, but normally there is a burning.
Yeah.
If you, maybe you can play the shot or...
Yeah.
It's strange, I
mean.
Yeah,
maybe a burning.
Maybe you play, yeah, if you play the... video. Well, in at the beginning, I don't know what's happening.
Oh, there is no. I didn't.
You didn't generate the. Okay, the real
media.
Okay.
But. Yeah, it's complicated.
Well, no, I mean, here I can see that it was detected as a single shot.
Yeah, here we can see that.
Okay. I was, because here you can see that the motion here is there, you know, he is doing a zoom on the two kayaks here. Yeah, and then he's doing quite a fast transition from this to another one.
Okay.
And I was wondering whether, so if you, well, though of course it's true that it's mainly water, so maybe the color is indeed quite, but you know, as the kayak is entering quite fast, I mean, you can have quite maybe good distance.
There is another program that
But I see that it seems to be... How many shots do you have, indeed, to be detected?
It's, I think it's... there are five normally.
Yeah, the one is maybe... So you did it with what, by the way? It's with the images I gave you, or...?
Yeah.
Okay.
The other one, yeah, I had problems converting the video into... And then, I use the program from software from Sébastien, PPM.
Ah, to regenerate an AVI file. Okay. Yeah.
Because, yeah, one thing maybe we will talk about that is the library. It's it doesn't compile anymore on DBM.
Okay.
So maybe some work. I don't know why this image doesn't appear. This is the. The frame that is extracted to be the shot keyframe. Yeah. This one is this one, the middle one. So I don't know why it doesn't appear, but it's just a simple problem in the gate frame.
Yeah.
But what I can show you now is this is a program if you want to be very precise about. So it's gate frames. Okay, and we were interested in around, what do you want, around 6-7 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, initially I don't know why there is a shot detected.
Okay, if we do A next. Oh, yeah.
Ah, okay, so the, okay, so the 0012 here is an image number.
Yeah, in fact, yeah,
in your program.
It's a frame number.
Ah, okay, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Frame number.
Okay, so then
this is a frame number, this is in second. I kept the frame number.
So, but 0.12, c'est quoi? It's in seconds, or
it's 12 frames, 0
okay.
seconds.
Ah, okay, yeah, okay, okay, seconds plus number.
Yeah, the next is 11 seconds.
Okay, so basically what has been extracted is this pointer of the band. Okay, so this is normal. Okay.
Yeah. So if we do every second, the middle frame is this. Okay. Just it's another kind of browsing page, but to
okay.
be more precise about
okay.
To check maybe the this.
Okay, like transition, something
yeah, exactly.
like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you go back to one frame around 160, for instance. And there is.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. You see that there is. Okay, it's not a shot change, it's a motion actually.
Yeah, it's motion. Yeah, it's not a cut.
Yeah,
but I was thinking that maybe it could have been.
Yeah.
But it's true that it's mainly water when we see things, so it's it's not such a big. But yeah, sometimes I mean you can have very things. I mean, you just think about action movie and things like this. Well, sometimes very difficult. So for cuts, usually there is no problem. People say this is a cut, this is not a cut. But like for dissolve, even sometimes you know people may. It's people may have some trouble, I mean, saying this is a difference, this is not, this should be labeled as a transition or not. Some people will say, yeah, but it's part of the thing. Or for instance, in like in, also in, comment, advertising, usually. Because the shots are very short in advertising, usually it's very fast. And so sometimes, yeah, when you have an incrustation like last time, what should you say? It's a change of, but
when you have the goal results, then in fact it's not a short change.
Yeah, I mean, it's so sometimes very difficult. At least what I can see that currently, like for Cinetis, for instance, if it's to do color correction, or for instance, if it's too black. To have it whiter, I think this type of things should be fine. Because basically, even if they are not real shots, they are not so interested if it's not real shots. Maybe after they have this, and they may say, okay, just by looking at least the summary, so maybe for the summary we could do better keyframe extraction, for instance. But by just looking at the keyframes and so on, they may say, okay, from this shot to this shot, we apply like specific color enhancement algorithm or restoration algorithm or to improve the brightness and something like this, right? And so I think for them this is fine.
So after this would be made manually, actually, when you say from this shot to this shot using a graphical user interface, someone would do manually for each?
Well, maybe after, I mean, they would, they would go directly and say select the shots from here to here. And they will say you apply this algorithm, So of course we could try to make scene clustering and so on, but I'm not even sure that this is necessary for them at this point, because if they have a 6-minute movie, if they have 30 shots, for them it might be easier to look at from here to here. I apply this, and they can do it quite quickly, and they have to do it in. To do it anyway, because what's going to take time might be to select the type of restoration algorithm or the type of things. So this might take more time than having to click 2 times on 2 shots rather than having directly a scene, right? So I think for them, this type of things is going to be useful, at least for this task. If they want to do stabilization, it might not be sure that. This is the right segmentation for some of this, but so, but this is another point which for motion stabilization, as I said several times, we are not we did not commit to provide anything, but of course if we can provide things we'll do it, but so do you have more questions, or do you have
I have looked at the demo film. I think it's about 40 minutes and about 173 different shots. So
this is the one in the DVD?
Yeah.
Maybe we can see a little bit if you want to play.
Yes. And I don't know if this is a real sample DVD, because this will make about 5 seconds for each shot, so I think it's very short.
Well, no, it's okay.
Well, I just, I think this
is. This is to make a change in the color, light, and they have a lot of shots.
Yeah, but after, I mean, it might be more like a guy. An interface, a guy interface. I mean, where I mean, if they can select from shot 1 to 7, this is the same. They may do the grouping by themselves quite by looking at this, and it may take less than 1 minute. And I think it's anyway, if it's too summarized after, they may want to go inside to see whether there is no special things. I mean, so because after it depends. I mean, if you give only one keyframe per shot. After, I mean, it's 170 images, it's quite fast, right? And so I think, and the hierarchical thing is good, because still you can check if you have some ambiguities, you're not sure. You could
okay, in fact, I didn't understand that, but now I understand better that Cinetis wants this kind of method to help them to restore and to apply
at least
some algorithms to to make a better movie.
Yeah,
Okay,
yeah,
it's not
yeah.
for the client, for the user who will
Well,
maybe
ultimately, I think this is a type of things.
Okay,
But at this point,
understand.
I hope that if it's a big success, they will ask EDF to provide something like this, of course,
okay.
with some money, or at least to pay a student or somebody for
mm-hmm.
doing it. But yeah, of course, this was ultimately, I think, one way of. If you could provide like chapters or something like this,
mm-hmm.
indeed you could provide like the AVI to the clients, and he may ask for special services or and even to just to watch the movie to have direct access to different parts and so
mm-hmm.
on. But is
yeah.
I mean this labeling might be more easy to do for the client by the client because he knows what's there. I mean,
okay.
he wants to have this and this and
okay, yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So
because he did the movie, so he wants to. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
To
he may want to organize. Yeah,
okay.
yeah. Otherwise, I mean, this. But
this
of,
is, yeah.
but of
yeah.
course, it might be easy to do a very simple software which would allow the user to select just the shots and give names, and after it would generate automatically some index.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I suppose the client might be interested in
yeah.
such
mm-hmm.
a thing, if
okay.
it could generate automatically on the DVD. But for, and you could imagine that before sending him the DVD, you could allow him to watch this type of interface, and he would be able to do the selection, say this is this, this is this, this is it, and when he would receive the
yeah.
DVD,
mm-hmm.
he would indeed get already the chapters that he decided to put there.
And this could be done by through internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think this
mm-hmm.
may, it's good that this is a demo like this because I'm sure that
mm-hmm.
they might be interested indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I imagine that
from
some people.
From the client's point of view and from the preparation
yeah.
of the
yeah.
movie
yeah.
DVD.
Yeah. So I think this is a very good. And yeah. But. So this is a kind of service, I don't know, either they give it for free and but
I don't know here or what.
Sorry?
But you see that sometimes even here it's a bit like it's for instance if people would like to have like some motion compensation
yeah.
you it could be proposed. But for instance here it would be problematic to have motion. So here it's fine to do motion compensation but stabilization rather than yeah. But for instance here it's ah tu retardes jouer deux trois fois non non ah c'est mort c'est marrant comme ça faisait
I think they make some
effects
special effects
okay
the DVD there is two or three times You
if I go to menu, there is something?
You see the same kind of scene, just two or
three okay,
seconds.
So maybe like here, for instance, it is just
yeah.
reproduced two times. Yeah.
Do you know what this is? No, what menu? There is no menu in the
No,
DVD.
There is no
okay.
menu.
Okay.
It's just one chapter, no menu.
Okay. So this is the same video, the AVI number
yeah,
one.
Yes.
Yes.
And on the DVD, I saw that there are some other stuff. I don't know. This one?
I think in the video there's two videos. One is the real video, and the other is just introduction when you have the menu.
Okay. Oops.
So this is okay. This video is about 4 minutes, 5 minutes, right?
No, it's 30 minutes.
Ah, okay. So this is not the one that has been.
No,
but
yes, this is the same. But there was a problem when I have to the grab from the DVD to the files.
Ah,
okay.
okay.
So this is why they have
yeah,
like two
files. Okay.
When now I have one file also on the.
Okay.
So you can
one
process again.
Okay. It's real time, right? I mean, the processing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe less, a bit less than, a bit more than real time.
A bit more than real time. But
I will have to check, but if
yeah.
it's 5 minute videos, it's like done and quickly.
Yeah. Normally, it could go faster. But it's probable that even for the project, you will do some of the reprogramming. I mean,
yes.
To
okay.
Especially if we need to interface new. Yeah, or for just reading. I mean, the DVX and things like this.
Yeah.
So it's so tomorrow. Anyway, for this we don't know exactly yet because it's not sure what they want to, what they use as tools for reading DVDs and so on.
Yes.
So. And because I don't think this is so difficult. Now, you have he has already looked at the histograms and the OpenCV computing distances and so on. So, if we want to do special things that probably run fast, it may be easier to do it directly. And but yeah, the interface is very. So the interface uses the output of your program, essentially.
Yeah. So I will use the whiteboard. So in fact, yeah, the interface is quite simple to use. For instance, you see on the URL I put. Okay, I guess there is /video/browser okay /video/browser3frames .html and then this CGI program has the parameter video name equals cinetics demo1. In fact, I just explained how to put the data on MMM, but it's quite simple. When you log into MMM with a SSH, for instance, so you just put document with MMM data video browser. And then this is the name of the new directory you will create. And there stands, there is a couple of things. It's this name, so I would say this is video name. So video name .avi. Just because we need the AVI so that we can
we can do the get frame.
Yeah, we can do the get frame.
But otherwise, it's not necessary. Oh yeah, no,
it's
no.
Not necessary.
Yeah, okay. Oh no, you need to generate these images, right? Okay.
Yeah, and this is no. But this is done on the fly with
get
frame.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you need that.
Okay.
You need. The XML, so it's video name, and I call it data.xml, but in fact it's just a simple convention. I could have put nothing, but I just put data. It's a convention, data, and then video name, okay, it's rm9.rm,
okay.
But in fact, yeah, when I think now, we could have
The name of the video file is video name.
The name is no, in
it's
fact,
oh it's the same as the
directory.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Same
yeah.
As the directory. It could
okay.
have been video name,
okay.
So,
yeah.
But it's the same as the directory.
Yeah.
And that's it actually. When you do that, I did the same for kayak. You say kayak, in fact, now
yeah.
it's kayak,
okay.
and
yeah.
then you can see. And this output, yeah.
XML, yeah.
This output, this file is an output from the software,
from the shot
boundary detection
okay.
software.
Okay.
And it's a simple format, I suppose, like.
It's a very simple format.
Like you have scenes and
yeah.
shots.
Yeah.
And
okay.
some timestamps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but you, yeah.
It's, yeah, it's,
yeah, I mean, it might be good to
read. Shot, it's hierarchical, so in XML and keyframe, timestamp.
Yeah, okay.
And from the timestamp and the video location, he knows how to get the frame, each of
okay.
these frames.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do, in fact, I don't know, yeah, it's Mozilla Firefox, we page two.
So every,
okay,
every frame on the page is online.
And every frame is stored into
is a
backup. In fact, every frame, it's MMM who manages this automatically.
Okay.
So that when you ask for this frame, in fact, we can. Okay, I just. View image. When I say view image. When I say view image on this frame,
yes,
up we go there,
okay.
And this is a. In fact, it's a Perl program that
okay.
outputs. Instead of outputting
okay.
HTML or text, it outputs JPEG.
Okay, I understand.
From the video
yes.
with a timestamp, it outputs a JPEG.
Okay.
But this is
on
quite
the
nice.
On the server, the original is a video feed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this image is output.
So for example, you can change. You can change the number.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I did.
Okay. Understand.
Here.
In the other.
The other application. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Perfect.
And who has
yeah.
the right to
one.
Put?
Okay.
Who has the right to put data on MMM?
There are yeah the MMM developers, so I'm part of that.
Okay.
But we could.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to show to see to this for something else. Yeah, and the images are sent to your browser, the client, to this browser, but also kept in a directory.
Okay, there is a local cache.
Exactly, a cache.
Okay.
I say backup, but it's a cache.
Okay.
That's how it works.
So if we, for example, now we have the case that this video is not correct because I have made a wrong grabbing. So we need to remove the cache for this video, or this is
no. It's okay. For the cache, we have plenty of space on MMM.
Yeah.
So this is not a problem.
Yeah, but what I mean is,
if I
put the same video with the same
yeah,
name,
exactly, yeah.
instead of this one,
and it detects again,
the shoot are
yeah.
different.
So you go inside the get frame function, you see where it saves
it,
and then there is a special naming convention,
yeah,
and you
okay.
can remove the.
Okay.
But
okay.
It's
not a real usage.
No.
Okay.
Because
okay.
it's in cache.
Yes.
So that
okay.
if I put another video with the same name.
Ah. Okay. Yeah.
They will happen again. They will appear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because this one it was.
If you have the same decomposition,
yeah.
right?
This one
yeah.
was. If you
have yeah.
the same decomposition.
Yeah. But it may happen that for 90% of the frame it's different. So you see it's fine, but suddenly you have one other frame. They don't know what it is and where it comes from.
Now we don't have such many videos.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if you put in another directory, or a new naming convention with a special code.
Oh, you mean because it's a MMM cache?
Yeah. MMM
okay.
cache.
So this means that when it's done, if I go on my computer and I do the same, it's not going to enter in my cache, but it's going to be already there.
Yeah.
In an MMM. Okay.
But
it's not done online.
The first time is.
The first time, yeah. But after it's.
Yeah.
It take
you
okay.
can see,
okay. Okay.
The first time
I thought it was everything was generated on the fly. So
you see that here it was cached because I already pressed Q, but now it's on the fly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's quite
quick. Okay. So if you come back now.
And then if you come.
Yeah.
Because
okay, but
images are already generated.
Yeah.
And maybe
yeah.
they are on the cache of this
yes, computer.
Browser, this
yes.
computer.
Yes.
So, okay.
But
that's why it was used with yeah. Sébastien did the C function and
okay.
yeah, and the plug is calling this C executable.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was used with MM server with Pierre at the
okay.
beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
so.
Okay. Just
yeah.
a question on the organization of the MMM. So you don't have a part for a specific project. Every, for example, if we make a lot of film for Cinetis, all
yeah.
are on the top. I mean, all the film are. You don't
yeah,
have
yeah.
a separation for the film for Cinetis or for other project and.
In fact,
where you say video man equal,
we could, you know,
all are on the
okay.
same level.
You know, all these graphical user interface that you see.
So could you say video name equals Cinetis slash something?
Okay. Yes.
Or not?
Yes.
Okay.
We could do that.
Okay.
We could put Cinetis slash here and then Cinetis slash.
Okay.
If, okay. You think it would work? Okay.
But the point is, this interface is, I think, 6 or 7 files only.
Yeah.
XML,
okay.
Well, it's per CGI that I put XML and XSL. So it's not a big deal to
okay.
to make a new, like Cinetis browser or.
Okay.
Yeah,
if we need to make some special thing on the browser.
Yeah, we copy all the files
mm.
and there is just one. One parameter, one string
okay.
that we need to know where this data is, and we could create an MM data with a browser Cinetis
yeah,
or something
okay.
else.
It's okay.
It's quite extensible. And
okay.
Yeah. Even if you would change the CGI, for instance, let's
yes.
assume that we say we don't do any scene thing, then we could
yes,
remove,
exactly.
like, for instance, the scenes, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking that here I see that you have online video structure correction, which means that
yeah, but it's not. It was, you know.
Okay.
This is working. The expand all.
Yeah.
But this is.
Work in progress.
This is wishable
yeah,
function.
Or
so okay. To
online
do
video
this.
Annotation and video structure correction. But
okay.
It's not easy on the web. On the web with HTML pages to do such corrections like video structure corrections for
okay.
For that you need it's possible maybe on interfaces like Flask or Java
yeah.
but still
okay
there is
yeah,
it takes more
okay.
work
okay. No, I was thinking
but yeah I mean it's good good point.
No, because I was thinking if it's there, I mean, we could use it. we could see. But, yeah.
And all these files are only internal. This means if I go on Cinetis.
No, no. From outside, we can view
outside
them.
Outside we can access this.
Yeah, from home, I was able to access them.
With a password? Or
no.
Well, we can look for instance, for TSR
mm.
Videos, Alessandro
yeah.
asked me to do the same thing,
mm.
and we had like a password convention.
Okay.
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 So this is possible to make.
Okay.
For these videos.
Well, nobody. I'm sure it has been downloaded several times, and people,
yeah.
there are some lawyers that are
well,
thinking,
no.
But yeah.
Maybe yeah. what I say, I'm very. But, it's demo, and
yeah,
one
okay.
can say you have to guess the name.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, no, no, yeah.
Okay.
No, but yeah, it's good to.
Yeah, a good point about password protection issues.
Yeah, if
privacy
we
issues.
Yeah, it might be good indeed if we start building some experiments like this still to have a password.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all the framework is ready with a TSR videos.
Okay.
Usually what we do sometimes, okay, just to say something about password protections sometimes. Instead of having a purely secure directory, we put a code number like so that it's quite impossible to guess.
Yeah.
Instead of vname equals kayak, then we would have 0675.
Yeah.
And then this directory from outside, we have to take care that. Okay, not only the video name, this URL is not accessible, but also we should take care that, in fact, MMM, it's in MMM data video browser, and this is accessible from outside. We should take care that this directory, or in fact, this directory is not listable.
Right.
Okay. You cannot list.
With
the FTP or HTTP.
Yeah.
Okay.
Simple things. With privacy issues, but there are some methods and everything. It's possible to make things private. I don't know if you want to add anything, but I would say that for the C code, I would like to stress something is that if you want to use the new versions, etc., I think we need to go a little bit through the code, and I would be happy to help.
Yes.
To, for instance, the classes about video structure, etc. And
yeah, it was done indeed to be more general than just to do the shot detection. So that's why the code is a bit more complex, I think, currently.
The code is based on OpenCV and Torch.
Yeah, in fact, it's not, there is no Torch. It was called VisionLib to read to extract one frame, each frame of a video.
Okay.
So it was from Sébastien. It was in the Torch library, but it's nothing to do with Torch.
Okay.
And it's using
just
OpenCV and some classes from Jean-Marc for. Yeah,
but okay. Yeah, it was the same ones as the one you saw in the code. Yeah.
So we can forget Torch and use.
Torch.
You can
forget the input
Torch.
Reader for the, the MPEG. We can use OpenCV.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
C'est la foire du Valais qui appelle.
So it's 4:30, so we did 1 hour.
I think it's good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Just if you want,
yeah.
This is the parameters of the C program, but usage, video in.
Yes.
Okay. The output file XML. Output file dist. It's the distance. Between each histogram, so that if the XML you feel there is not enough shots, you can, instead of reprocessing the video, you reprocess this file.
Okay, that's good.
And also some other stuff.
Okay.
For instance, the alpha threshold we talked about is set to 2.4, the seek first, that's the step we always use one, and it should be one because otherwise it's step between consecutive frames.
You can skip some frames.
Yeah, but
it doesn't. It's better to keep it one.
Yeah, otherwise after, I mean, if there is a shot, you don't know between, because you dropped one frame, you don't know where the shot is.
The detection latency is about the. It's half of the sliding window. Option
Number
for keyframe extraction again. Sub threshold, leave it to one.
Okay, it's perfect.
Maybe I will give you this slide in it's a kind of readme. I'm just preparing this. Nice discussion.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy to do that because it's good when you do something that there is some
No, no, I'm sure that they will be, well, I hope they will be happy with something.
At least, yeah, with the interface, it's quite funny to see that quickly you can do something in 30. If the video is 10 minutes, in 30 minutes, there's not a lot of things to change. Or even it can do it, we can do it quite automatically. It can be done.
So, just last question. So this makes the XML file, okay?
This generates
program to generating the XML file and the shot.
Yeah.
And with the kayak, you have one problem: you don't have the real media. So this is another thing.
Oh yeah.
How do you generate the real media? Yeah.
So the real media is a parallel thing that from the AVI you convert it into real media, and it is done on Windows.
Okay.
Okay.
So you have some special tools from your media.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is the free one is okay. You can use the free. We have a license here at IDIAP, but the if you want to pay, you pay for options such as resize or cropping. But in fact, maybe we don't need that, and it's called the Helix producer.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, Helix producer, and that's it. And you can
anyway, you need to have Windows to make this.
Yes.
So I will ask you. Okay. I understand.
And with real media.
This is made by a program done outside India. Okay.
Well, this is you can buy or you can order for
right,
free.
Okay.
It's
not India.
No, for the real media. And you didn't see, but the real media is called via a real server.
Mm.
So it's RTSP, the connection, and it's streaming, video streaming.
Okay.
So it's not HTTP. That it can play smoothly. But we are still investigating for other video formats because it's not supported, for instance, in Java applications, etc.
You mean in the Java framework, what Mike presented?
Yeah.
You cannot play real media. Okay.
So there are many issues about that.
Okay.
Another
forum. Formats.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think this was good to
see
the tool.
Thank you.
And tomorrow we are going to re-say most of the things, but shorter, I believe, right? I mean, it's good to explain. And I think maybe later we can start doing
simple.
Simpler.
First, I can take the real demo
and
make
the full
processing.
Yeah, no, this might be interesting to see tomorrow. Of course, maybe they will say, 170 shots. Or it's a lot, but at this point, there's nothing we can do unless they know what they want to do with it, right?
Yeah, now the thing such as video structuring, but it's other level.
It's going to be very good for them to visualize how you can organize things and maybe what they can do, how they, and so this is important.
Yeah, last thing, this is the kind of XML that is outputted. So it's the structure is such as video segmentation with a video scene breaking and then for each shot. You have an ID. Well, this is in terms from MPEG 7 convention, but anyway, shot, begin, and end. The shot keyframe that is the middle here.
Okay. And
the index. Subshot.
In this, the begin and end, the number is the, for example, the end is 0.12. 12 is
12 frames.
This frame 2, yeah. Okay.
And in fact, that's what I output.
Okay.
On the, yeah, I think on the interface.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
And there is only one subshot because, yeah.
Yeah, initially, well, we didn't, because you tried to do something.
Not with this one. But yeah, I tried to code some stuff, but I'm not so confident in the way it is.
Okay. Yeah, like for instance, if we need to find subshots, usually it, for instance, is better to have the whole shot to decide on how to build the subshots. But it shows that maybe if you store all the distances, the distances, we could do some basic stuff.
But we, yeah, even we should, for instance, for the videos, for the spectral clustering, for the clustering, here I store the consecutive, the distance between consecutive histograms.
Okay.
But we could store
graphics.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And then,
yeah.
I think there are many possible things with spectral clustering.
What?
With
what?
There is one parameter that is very. I can't remember. What is the parameter?
Ah, the eigengap, you mean? No.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you mean the Batacharian distance?
No. The eigengap to find the good number of clusters is so sensitive.
Yeah.
It's a bit later in the report.
Okay.
So anytime, I would be happy to.
It's bon.
Okay.
It's okay.
Everything is stored here.
Okay. I suppose.